Agape love says, I love you no matter what. No matter you're acting a fool, I love you. No matter if you're unfaithful, I love you. No matter what you've done, I love you with the love of God. God loves us that way. He doesn't excuse our behavior, our actions. There are consequences for that. But he loves us. He doesn't put everything you do, what you do, with who you are. What you are is you're made in God's image. You are loved of God no matter what you do. Boy, there's proof of that. Amen. We're still here. Hallelujah. Some more than others. Isn't God a good God? Thoughts in closing. Whew, sure glad he's closing this one. Amen. We've had some fun, though, haven't we? It's good to be in your presence, Lord. I give you all the glory. If you've got anything good, it's because of his grace. In closing, let me say, when we let something into our hearts, it never just passes through. It always impacts the condition of our hearts. It never just goes through. It impacts. What you let in impacts your heart, and sometimes for a lifetime, unless you can get it out and give it back to God. Amen. What are you letting into your heart? What have you let into your heart? Will you choose to take inventory and then take authority? Amen. Will you choose to be a gatekeeper of your heart? Nobody else can make that choice but you. But your heart is very important. It's important to God, and it's important to you, and it's important to those around you who love you. Amen? Wherever you're hurting is where Jesus is near, because he's nigh and he's close to the brokenhearted. There are some here today, they have a broken heart. And God is binding up those wounds. Sometimes he does it on a continual basis because the heart continues to be broken. Woo! They don't just do it one time. They keep up that act, that behavior. They keep doing it time after time. You ever hit your head and then hit it again? Stub your toe and then stub it again? You dirty devil, get out of here. Come on. I hit my head with the garage to hit it and then did it again. About 5 minutes later, I said, in the name of Jesus. You thought I cussed, didn't you? I didn't cuss. I felt like it. I had some names for that garage door.